calling Dorothy Jane with D-System South. I'm so sorry that I missed your call, but if you'd leave your name and number, I would love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
Hi there. This is the dad trying to get a hold of his kids. Again. The husband trying to reconcile with his wife. Because I'm in love with you. Because I'm a follower of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because I think you're cute. And because I want you back. We had just a brief moment of snow today. I don't know what it's like over there, but I thought that was fascinating. But anyway, real quick, I looked and saw a couple of pictures of George today. And I found it fascinating because behind one of them was a stack of Perrier. You know, I haven't had Perrier in years. Something to do with I don't buy from companies that use slave labor. Just, you know, a little trivia thing. I also noticed a party with a whole bunch of plastic cups. You know, I have a drawer here full of glass jars that I, you know, got coconut oil in. And I keep the glass jars because, you know, it's kind of... Anyway, I've changed in a lot of ways. But the more important thing, I watched the video that I did Sunday night. I did a bit more editing in the sense of adding additional overlays to back up the scripture that I allude to or mention directly. Sometimes I just kind of suggest, and so I put in the specific scripture. Sometimes I say it directly. But both of them now, the text is in place because I do find that helpful. And after giving it some thought, what I'm going to do is put a text message in front of it for, you know, 10, 15 seconds, whatever it is, and re-render it with all that. Put it on a DVD, hopefully get it out to you tomorrow, assuming my render works right and the DVD compression works right, because that takes a long time, maybe overnight. But it'll probably go out tomorrow. We do have some testing that we're scheduled to do tomorrow. So if that consumes too much time, it might be Thursday. But tomorrow or Thursday, it'll go out. But after reviewing the video today, I'm going to put it on YouTube, BitChute, and Brighteon. I'm going to send it out, the DVDs. I have a stack of 60. Like I say, I'll just send out as many as I can find an address for, and I probably can find the address for all 60. And I will send the links out via email. I'm going to make a big deal of this. I already sent you a link of the draft. You have it. My assumption is email, the voicemails are ignored, but the record is here. I've told you what I'm going to do. This is my plan. Because my desire is to reconcile with you. And my concern is it's now going to get to the point that it might have a huge cost if something doesn't happen now. Because when I read that from George, that email that you sent me from George, and then went silent on, I am concerned for my son. I don't know if it's too much or too little, but as I suggested, it might be very serious in the video. I'm going to make the effort. My request is I don't have to go any further than what I've gone. But I can't do that alone. I've been very, very upfront. I don't hide things. I respond when asked. Why am I the only one willing to respond? We're a family. There's supposed to be love. A family without love is very worldly. I thought I had some members, at least, who are followers of the Lord Jesus Christ, whose first command is to love him, and second command, to love your neighbor. And he, you know, I'm going to ask, who is the neighbor? You know, the Good Samaritan story. It's your enemy. You treat me as your enemy, but I'm still your neighbor. The Lord commands you to love me. And I love you dearly, Dorothy Jane. And I love George. So, I'm not prepared in so many ways. But it doesn't matter. I have got to try. This is how I'm going to try. Dorothy Jane, my lady, my wife. I really love you.